This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a recent article in Politico entitled "The Dark Side of the EV Revolution: Road Taxes." The highway system is financed by gasoline taxes. The federal tax is 18.4 cents that was imposed in 1993 and hasn't changed. The state tax in Louisiana is 20 cents, and that was imposed in 1990 and hasn't changed. So a total of 38.4 cents per gallon of gas in the state of Louisiana. Louisiana is one of the lowest gas tax states. I think they're tied for eighth with the state of Texas as it relates to gas taxes. But the new challenge is, how do we finance this? How do we replace taxes lost as a result of electric vehicles? Because the tax is imposed from the wholesaler to the retailer at the wholesale level as to the amount of gallons that are actually sold. And that's where the transactional tax is imposed. Well, there is no such place for an electric vehicle. Joshua Bassichus joins us. He's the assistant professor of public policy and environmental studies at Tulane University. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Thanks for having me.
So, Joshua, this is a complex political issue on the one hand, and just a complex issue all around as it relates to the financing of the highway system in this country as well as the 50 states. Where do you see this headed relative to EVs?
Yeah, so in general, when we think about taxation, there's usually two goals. One is to raise revenue for the state, which the state can spend on its various government programs and services. And the other is to discourage a particular behavior. So you think about taxes on cigarettes were meant to discourage cigarettes because of the public health. Now, we don't want to discourage driving because we accept that driving is a part of modern life. But we do take a toll on those roads, as people from around here know. When you drive on the roads around here, there's potholes, there's other issues. And so the goal of the gas tax is to raise revenue to keep those roads in good shape despite our usage of them. So we're paying for the so-called damage that we're doing to the roads. You phrased the question perfectly, which is that, and I should mention that right now Louisiana has a relatively low adoption of electric vehicles. So if you look at the states as a whole, we have a far fewer people that have switched here to EVs, and we also, as you mentioned at the top, have a lower gas tax to begin with than many other states. So I don't think it's reached a crisis point yet in Louisiana because the magnitude of the shift hasn't happened yet, but it's certainly something that's going to happen. It's a ticking time bomb, if you will, assuming that the EV transition continues at the pace that it's gone at so far.
And we know that historically this has been a politically challenging issue for folks, right? Because this hits everyone's pocketbooks. And those that are reluctant to go to the EV side of the equation, if in fact there's an increase in gas tax or there's a flip as to the manner in which they replace the tax. And some of the ideas being bannered around are interesting, to say the least, right?
Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, raising taxes is never popular, but raising gas taxes in particular, because like you said, it's a pocketbook issue. When you hear politicians talk about inflation, one of the first things they mention is gas prices. And of course, taxes are, you know, part of what we pay at the pump, as you say. So in terms of solutions, on the one hand, you know, people are going to disagree about the degree to which we should be incentivizing electric vehicles. But certainly the federal government, you know, due to concerns about climate change, the federal government and many states are incentivizing it. So one option that's being thrown around there is something called a vehicle miles traveled tax, which is neutral or non-discriminatory. So whether you have an EV or a gas-powered vehicle, you pay the tax based on miles traveled rather than filling up at the pump. And that way we're not discouraging people to switch to electric vehicles, but we're also not penalizing those that are sticking with their gas vehicles.
And how would they go about doing that? I know that cars today, there's a tracking system as it relates to your warranty and stuff, and they kind of know, and there are chips in the electronics of the vehicle. They know how many miles you've actually traveled.
Right.
So I guess government would have to make that make that mandatory, because it's the only way that, unless they're going to go to an honor system, which I don't think that's going to work very well.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. This is not an easy thing to do administratively. And I read the Politico article that you cited at the top, and it talked about the trade-off, like, do we put in government, odometers in every vehicle, or do we work with the auto companies to somehow link that existing data that they collect to the state? So it's an administratively complicated thing, and that's why it hasn't happened. It's been talked about a lot, but very few states, if any, actually have implemented it. And raising taxes is complicated politically, and vehicle miles traveled taxes are complicated administratively. But one way or another, this is a problem that's going to have to be solved.
And, you know, everyone says that they just want to have this replace what people have paid before, but that's going to be a difficult way to figure out how that's going to work as well, right?
That
last year I took three vacations to, you know, driving vacations and didn't fly anywhere, and this year I took none. So my average miles per year may change substantially, and I'm assuming a lot of other people have that same experience. So where the baseline is going to be kind of interesting as to how folks are going to develop that.
Exactly. And to your point, you know, as much as I like to trust folks, this is not really something that we can just leave to the honor system, especially with, how complicated people's lives are. We can't just necessarily rely on, you know, self-reported travel from the previous year, because just like you said, you know, things change from one year to another. So this is definitely a situation without an easy fix. But I think, you know, a few options. One is to raise the gas tax, but since you mentioned that hasn't happened since 1990, that kind of shows, you know, how politically difficult that is. Another is to impose some sort of alternative fee on electric vehicles specifically, which a few states have done. And then the third would be to get smart, either by working with the private sector or not, in terms of actually clocking people's mileage.
Yeah, you know, this administration thing is going to be really tough, I think, to work out. But one of the things that I find curious about all of this is we have been issuing mandates as it relates to the auto industry for a long time, making vehicles more efficient, more miles per gallon, this, that, knowing all the while that we've been eroding the road tax. And the flip side is understanding that our highway infrastructure in this country is bad. It doesn't get a good grade. I mean, we have bridges that are collapsing on major arterial roadways, and it's almost as if the political infrastructure hasn't come to grips with this at all, and yet we are issuing these crazy deadlines of 2030, 2035, 2040. We're going to be at 70% EVs in some states. And we've yet to figure out how we're going to continue to finance the highway infrastructure in this country, one way or the other, because the general funds in the representative states, as well as the federal government, there's not enough money there to replace it.
Yes, although there was a big bipartisan infrastructure law that was recently passed by the federal government. And like you said, it's a combination of state and federal revenues. So that means it's going to vary by state. And, you know, this is a classic issue of, you know, how much, you know, should the government help with day-to-day things, whether it's maintaining the roads or anything else, because that costs money and that means raising taxes. So, but to your earlier point, you're right, in terms of the short-term thinking versus the long-term thinking, right? In politics, it's always about short-term thinking. But some of these really big problems involve long-term thinking. And so building bridges or even building electricity transmission, for that matter, takes a long time and a lot of planning. So you can't be thinking about that in terms of the next election cycle. And that's one of the real challenges that we have across the board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you, your sense, where does this end up?
if I knew the answer to that question.
I want to clue into the Joshua crystal ball. If you were a betting man, where would you place this bet?
I think that there's going to be some... So we have to first think about, are we talking about Louisiana or across the board? But where I would say is there's going to be a new mechanism for replacing the revenue lost from the gas tax. So I don't know whether that's going to involve raising the gas tax or whether that's going to involve other sources of funding, other fees, other taxes. Same thing, by the way, with those long-term targets for electric vehicles and renewable energy. It's much easier to set a target than to make sure the target's reached. So I think one way or another, the money is going to have to materialize, but I can't venture a guess as to the source because that's all about politics, and that's going to vary from one state to another.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I guess government's stake in every one of these alternative energy sources as well as EVs is a lot bigger than what I think most people realize at first blush. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. This is, in this country, big problems are always solved by a combination of the public and private sector. So the government, of course, sets the parameters for the private sector. They set the rules of the game, so to speak. So no matter what, this issue about transportation funding and revenue is going to have to be resolved by a combination of the government and the private sector. And so the government does have a big stake in it. And that's why people should, I always tell my students to pay attention to politics and policy because, you know, whether you like it or not, that our entire society depends on it.
Yeah, you know, I was reading, not to go off topic, but I was reading another article the other day about wind and a bunch of the projects on the East Coast, and I can't remember the terminology that they use. I think it was like off offtake, the offtake price per megawatt hour that government is agreeing to buy power from, that's 4 and 5 times greater than what the consumer's paying at the present time. And
yeah, well,
it's like, how did we get this upside down economic model and think that the consumer's going to be happy about this?
The government has always intervened in energy markets, whether it's subsidizing oil and gas or whether it's subsidizing wind and solar. And the price that we pay on our electricity bills is the result of a complex set of decisions that are made at state public utility commissions, which here we call the Public Service Commission, as well as by the utility companies and various other energy industry actors. So, you can never look with electricity prices, unlike gas prices, which are very straightforward. Everyone knows exactly what they're paying when they fill up their tank. Electricity prices are based on actually a heavier degree of government intervention and regulation. And, that's what I teach my students is how to understand what's going on there and be informed. But ultimately, we have less control over electricity because, utility companies are monopolies. So if you live in New Orleans, Entergy is your utility company. So that's it's kind of a different can of worms than what we were talking about before.
Yeah, I took utility law at Tulane Law School, actually, and it was an eye-opener.
Exactly.
And it's changed. The way that they do the rating now has actually changed for the time that I was in school. But it was, I think at that time it was a guaranteed internal rate of return model, which is no longer the case, is what I'm told from a regulatory standpoint. But
yeah, it's still cost of service is still the predominant model, but different states have tinkered with it in different ways because the energy sector has been changing. There's now something called performance-based rate making, which is sort of a new. But at the end of the day, what you learned in law school is still correct. At the end of the day, it's a guaranteed government-determined rate of return for a monopoly company, a utility company.
Yeah. Well, the real challenge for me is if I can remember what I actually learned in law school. It was so many years ago. Joshua Bassiches, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Great to talk to you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. We can talk about anything. It's open for any topic you'd like to discuss or anything that we discuss today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.